Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Leanne. It's I feel like this is an important place, and it's great to read here for a very illustrious audience, actually. So I think I'm going to read mainly from Touché, but and also I'm here thinking of Stacey Doris, of course, and just that it's important to let people know you love and respect them, you know, because the birds of America, the tall beech and the same classic certainty, 34 expert mirroring impediments, casual and dusty gray, peering a fourth of the fifth cordless gin mill cut open, keeps awake the honed windows and grates. The story of Mangong. After I flew off the top of the car into a bag that broke, I said, shit, and I lie there a long time and nothing else ever happened again, the end. And then I didn't get enough sleep and I feel like spit. The world has lots of strips, otter as kind individual keeping. If you ask me a question, I will hit you 30 times. Then I won't ask you a question. The rum tastes late. The hurricane is kept in the petri dish and there is no light rain time to leave the ending on the miniature war's nascent butt. Buying new software won't help. It's told to lean on it to keep it from copying some loaded cutoffs and cleans it up to say to you and you and you this type of thing and jade. The rated localities keep linking summer to a certain kind of heat, and the worst thing about getting older is realizing the lie inherent in every emotional state. So I'll see you on or from the roof of if I don't fall. On the other hand, we are the unlikely beings, and our secret is not to talk about any one thing. Poem. Italic and Crayolaed lumps of cordoned mascaras boil your heartfelt massacres, puppy head. Depth of cloak and repercipient nabobs bump up wisdom's nurturing colonialism. The representation of the working class has become the enemy of the working class. Read the knight-like bias into the barrister. Gumby likes your tobacco. His tooth-like winsome wants our territory are the ancient stain we fell and rain. I am no I slight. I've taught myself to unwrite and then wreathed saturate blank the severed glinting worlds re-believe or they all access overall not so, a not so lucid, a lucid one, the squirrels that I live there. All right then. All right, Mr. Squirrel there. Yep. In a station of the metro. The apparition of these faces in the crowd, passed out beside the litter box. Orrin Gates, the trusted inchoate bleeding canvas bag, the planed aspirin taker talks to them, tells the family, the soldier they raised should not be opened. I think my next manuscript may be called Kaczynski Dianetics for Sleepyheads. This is a piece, parts of a piece called Snips. I'm going to read a little bit of Snips after Steve Lacy. Now that the entire country's institutionalized and our televisions control our bodily functions, I'd like to say a few words about wanderlust and manifest destiny. Yum, yum. At least I'm not the Rodney Smith that used to be at Illinois Power. Junior, stop making that face at the chickens. Some say the cow jumped over the moon. However, it is fairly clear that this is not the case. I dreamt that I was Brigitte Bardot and that I kissed me. I bought some grapes, but going ahead, some grapes. Grapes, clickety, lum, grape to grape, to donut the healthy grapes, the met needs of the plinzer's grape, allayed. Graping. Form of prefer. This is a poultice. Poultice. I don't know how this video is going to come out, but I'm sure I have been in at least one poetry video that will be worse. Read it in Micah in the 90s, and they put me on a stage and turned all of the lights out in the house and put a, like I'm a Muppet or something. It was very strange. And then I did have the unfortunate, I did actually see the tape, and wow. I hereby declare bankruptcy on my emotional debts. Al-Qaeda has called to take responsibility for your missing handball racket. I don't bark, and I won't bark, and I don't bark, and I won't. Buddy Holly is a nuclear warhead. I read it in Harper's. Community service, you know, we take oranges to the hospital. Dad was the man who was always pointing into the sky at a buzzard, into a bush at a buzzard. He had a vision. He had a talent for mathematics. He had a tub ride. I bought some grapes, but I dropped and they smushed. They were fucking archetypal robots of capital, like concepts. This is a continuation of what was half of the book Deed. Poem called The Good House. This is The Good House, etc. An edition for Peter Gizzi. The egret-like alabaster florist in the red room is sick. After the healing, he again is sick. Oh, do not be sick, egret-like alabaster florist. Oh, do not lie ill. Oh, do not rust, egret-like alabaster florist. Fellow helper and wielder of mums, do not yield to fetid brethren. The lot of us are tired, also egret-like, softening our loons, those of us who have loons or know them. Dearest apparent, dearest well-trained, dearest tarantula, it is a fair question how one goes about cleaning a house, such a house, oh enlisted cleansability to close me and achieve or accept the good, a confronted good, the latent emery boards fingering the window light dry. Thunder stirs the symbolized between and is transitory, a downspouting circuitous wild. The house has a learning and the house has a viewfinder. The best thing in the house, though, is an anklet or a fish poacher. They have what the skylight has, which is not what a duct has. The house in the lake, it is trapped and burdensome, terrifically inert, sandbagged and bubbling up, a blatant casuistry echoes in the crawl space, parietal, gypped, plaster cast and smarmy. House tells and is told, house in the heaving need, woe, house, woe. It takes great courage to visit certain homes. Some come to rub on the house and are considered weird. In the flurry of its unabetted finality, the unswerving focus on the faulty good house is the making of a meaning for the hopefully uncoopted duration of the heart-beating habitants and habitat interactive humanitarians. Humbly, it hoists a kind of void before it, housing it with a temper of constraint and drama, talking things over, waiting to suffice. The house is true to pagan values without withdrawing into morose antiquarianism. In its youth, as trees and rubble among the plastic plants and astronomers, the house kept its counsel. One might say it crept into being, displaying an inner intensity which was often interpreted as insensitivity. Between the columns and guided only by the grasped true character of the almost impossible columns, which guided the only true character of the almost impossible columns between the columns to fit the facade, columnar without impropriety or commentary, shadowing what a guest might console, columnar specifically unjest-like, the pills coming out of the clock in the book on the house, we find this true. The house, what of it? Its frescoes and privies, its flagrant, livid wiles. Say no to the house, transform its imperiled innards, unbitten, bird-like, and hot. The house has mind-read the conscience, the house has mind-read the noise of conscience amidst the noise of modernity, which, sorry, just one moment, please. Concerning commercial during that part of the video. The house has mind-read the noise of conscience amidst the noise of modernity, which, like the sea, seems endless. It has become quiet in an attempt to escape blame. It is a remarkable house here in the help and crashing. Without a tear, I can leave this hut, but not without a grave. It has been a good house. Hope it doesn't fall down on you. Hope you keep it up. No house like it. No siree. The good house, begun in hope, hastened toward, has become the destruction of desire, which is one of the things we like. One becomes humble before the power of the spectacle. Of the spectacle, its saturating distrust and abject extraterritorial decisiveness sends us bills which we must disguise from ourselves, these invoices of terror and what they turn us into, these heartless apparitions seeping under the sill, forced to wear masks and protective garb. We sit next to our hearts, rankled, waiting it out. There are not enough particulars in the house, not enough soot. Did I mention the house sits by the railroad tracks, a large dogwood out in front in Virginia above the public welfare, below the word and deed in Virginia among the golf balls and swollen books late into the evening, wearing Virginia night awake like a house night going when he is gone. Just a couple more, I think. I can find it. Poem. It must be tough to be a bug in the rain. This last thing I'll read is called Dumb Poem. A few years ago, I got very interested in Warhol and spent a lot of time reading, and there are a lot of great films about Warhol, too, actually, and by Warhol. And I came across a Gore Vidal quote who said, Andy Warhol is the only genius with an IQ of 50. So that set this one off. Dumb poem. Andy Warhol tries LOLs, kitty. This is a big deal because it's the first time, Andy Warhol. What's the deal? I have Warhol coasters and love his brown Rambo and his green Cokes. Hit my line, I got. What's your favorite movie home decor? Hit my line, I got. Your nose record, your own, or listen, what's the deal? I mean, several poems deal with Warhol's near death after the 1968 Q&A, but there's a great deal of substance here if you go, what? What a foolish man. Yo, I dig the DIY dinosaur lamps. It creates great deal. Line of sneakers hit my line. I got, what's your favorite movie home decor? That's what Warhol's religion really comes down to. Warhol's portrait of Michael Jackson temporarily pulled from auction in the Hamptons, and you are asking, what? Does this have to do with hit my line? I got, what's your favorite movie home decor? Heterosexual motorcycle riding breakfast modifying line of sneakers. Hit my line, I got line of sneakers. Hit my line, I got line of sneakers. What's your favorite heterosexual? What's your favorite dinosaur lamp? 1.0 out of 5 stars. Minor dealer finds minor Warhol. Big deal, line of sneakers. Deal with the negativities in life that define. What is that horrendous monstrosity based on your photo? Line of sneakers based on your photo. He gets Warhol on the phone. I mean, you could do that in those days. Line of sneakers based on your photo. Line of sneakers. Ellis takes the plea deal. Line of sneakers based on your photo. Line of sneakers and unemployment. OMG, Bob Zarilla added, what's your poo telling based on your photo and unemployment. OMG, Bob Zarilla added, what's your poo telling based on your photo. OMG, Bob Zarilla added, what's your poo telling. That's what is really insulting, not Warhol. Hit my line, I got line of sneakers. Hit my line, I got and unemployment. The French still saw Warhol in epic terms. He reigns over a sunless line of sneakers based on your photo. What's the deal? Unemployment. According to Werbicon, Warhol did not, okay, isn't it? Which was largely made before they got a China snowboard. What's the point of a smoking mouth? Deal with the negativities in the life that define. Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King. Hit my line, I got Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King. Line of sneakers, Teddy King King. Hit my line, I got Teddy King King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King King. Hit my line, I got. Hit my line, I got. Hit my line, I got. Teddy King King, Teddy King King, Teddy King. Hit my line, I got. Teddy, Teddy King King, Andy Warhol. What? Thank you.